Alrighty.
Hello, hello, our spooky listeners.
Hola, amigos.
Hola a todos, ¿cómo andan?
¿Qué pasa, calabaza?
¿Cómo están nuestros amigos?
Nuestros amigos de todo
Nuestros
el mundo.
amigos, yo los quiero mucho a todos mis amigos.
Yo sabo que ustedes también nos quieren mucho.
Yo, ¿cómo se dice a los quiero a ustedes? Honestly, dude, I feel like we should do like an episode in Spanish, like in Espanol.
I was thinking that, but I don't know if my Spanish is good enough for me to do a whole episode, but we should try it. My boyfriend's mom told me, like, you guys should do an episode in Spanish. And I was like, girl.
Oh my god. I mean,
I
should
could
we
try
start practicing our Spanish, bro? I'm gonna do the intro in Spanish. Sorry, guys.
Okay. Dale gas.
Okay. Hola a todos.
Hola, amigos.
Hola, amigos. ¿Cómo están?
Este es otro episodio, otro capítulo de...
Another spooky
Otro spooky podcast.
Y muchas gracias por escuchar a nosotros. Estamos bien emocionados de estar hablando con ustedes. Ojalá que a ustedes les usen este nuevo capítulo y que, yeah.
Pues después de esa speech que dio Karina, quiero decirles que nos queremos introducir. Yo soy Irma Cornejo y...
Yo soy Karina Reyes y nosotros somos los co-hosts de Another Spooky Podcast. Y pueden escuchar a nosotros nuestro podcast en Apple Music, en Spotify, en YouTube. Y pueden encontrar todas nuestras redes sociales en nuestro Instagram.
En el Insta.
El Instagram.
No tenemos Facebook todavía, pero luego la vamos a agarrar, no se preocupen.
Ajá, no pasa nada.
No pasa nada.
Y yo soy de Oaxaca.
Y yo soy de Jalisco, baby. O Jalisco, bebé.
Ya saben cómo es el de los de Jalisco.
Tapatío. No, tapatía.
¿Tapatía? Tienen el mar. ¿Cómo se dice? Ok, ustedes son de tequila. Nosotros somos de mezcal. Es que usan el de mezcal, por favor. Arriesgan la mano, por favor. Y que le gusta la tequila, pues que se vaya. No, I'm just kidding. Pero si ustedes, mucha gente no le gusta mucho el mezcal porque dicen que sabe como gasolina.
Dale más no, gasolina.
Gasolina. Gasolina. Pero a mí tampoco no me gusta mucho el mezcal. I'm sorry my Oaxacan listeners, pero el mezcal está un poco muy fuerte para yo. Pero tequila sí me gusta.
Toma el tequila como agua, baby. ¿Baby?
Chiro, vas a escuchar a tu mamá, güey. Te va a regañar.
No te creas, mamá. No tomo tequila, no tomo nada.
I'm sorry, dad. Yo no tomo. Yo tomo agua bendita, you know me.
Anyways, we went off on tangent in Spanish, but...
I don't know, baby. Dude, you just stop, bro. I'm gonna start saying that shit.
I really need to stop. Honestly, my boyfriend got me into saying that shit because he always fucking said that. And it's stuck. Now for everything, I'm like, E. coli, baby, in my head, you know, like, I don't say it out loud. That's not professional. But.
Dude, I'll be at work and I'll be like, let's turn in this time machine, baby.
No cap, that's an E. coli, baby. A release.
Dude, you know what? It was funny because, like, what is it? Whenever I'm like talking to people, whatever, they're always like, bro, like, why do you talk like that? Literally, like, okay, my coworker, Melvin, if you listen to this shit, what's up, bro?
What's good?
What's good, bro? See you at work, bro. Anyways, I was like, you know, when I first started working over there, I had to be profesional or whatever. Be about this, or I do this on my free time or whatever. He's like, damn, bro, like, I didn't know you talked like that. And I was like, what? And he was like, where are you from? Bleep. And then he was like, bro, no wonder you talk like that, bro. And I was like, damn, bro, what you trying to say?
Like, that's not even that good.
Like, yeah, so like he mocks me whenever he was like, what's up, bro? What up? So they like mock me now, but I'm like, this is why I can't be showing you guys that type of side of me, bro.
That's why I got my work friends, and that's why I got my real friends.
Anyways, guys, this is a new episode of another spooky podcast
with your favorite co-hosts,
Karina Reyes y Irma Cornejo.
We had to do that part again in English because we butchered it in Spanish.
That's you, bro.
This is gonna be a fun podcast. I'm excited. I finally put in some work. I'm finally getting my shit together. Because Karina's been holding down this podcast and it's finally time for me to step it up. You know, the past few episodes have been Karina putting in all the work or whatever.
I will not tolerate any more disrespect on my fucking name. Just know I'll be holding this shit down. I'll be holding down the fort. I'll be doing God's work. I'm doing the Lord's Savior, right? Call me what Gigi Allen used to be called, bro. The queen of podcasting.
It's time for me to humble Karina. So I decided to do the research on this episode. I've had enough of like Karina holding this power over me. It's time for me to take that power back.
Bro, I'm just saying, bro, do not fuck me ever again, bro. Because I like to prove people wrong. And that is the Aries in me. You're like, Karina's only good with the jokes. I'm like, bitch, what? Just say? I pulled out my book real quick, bro.
She took out
my glasses, bro. You know,
she said, I'm a scholar, bitch.
Bro, I really have, you know, it's a big deal when I have to pull out my glasses, bro. I don't pull out my glasses for just anything, bro. Trying multitasking, bro, researching for days, hours. Didn't even sleep, didn't eat.
Mad dramatic. Anyways. You're
fucking welcome.
I need to humble this bitch because
this
you
is
know,
my what is it my head. This is my villain origin story, bro.
We let her do the research for a couple episodes. Never again, bro. I got it, don't worry about it.
I'm just saying, bro. I'm just you know what, I'm just saying. Oh fuck, we're some clowns. But what's up, Irma? What do you have cooking for me today?
I got something good for you in store. Anyways, we're a little hyped because we just had like a whole 2-hour conversation off the record and we just hyped each other up, you know. You know how
this is like Irma and I when we like, you know, because we are independent women. Independent. I didn't even say that shit right.
They're gonna be like, please don't do a Spanish episode.
But when people say don't, I say do. Okay, first of all, bro, we had a whole ass 2-hour conversation because, like I said, we independiente. There you go. Women. So, you know, we busy. We're a little busy over the week and we had to catch up. By the way, I don't know if you guys saw our recent post on Instagram. If you guys are not fucking following us, then what the fuck are y'all doing? Go follow us. Add another spooky podcast on Twitter, a spooky podcast, and send us a Gmail at another spooky podcast, right?
A spooky podcast at gmail.com.
aspookypodcast@gmail.com. Go follow us and go send us an email, bro, because honestly we do not get enough emails from y'all, so go fucking send us an email. Say what's up. But yeah guys, go like I said, go follow us on Instagram. I did announce that we are currently launching a new sub mini series for another spooky podcast. So if you guys have not heard, we are doing a crime, death, and rock and roll sub-series where we're going to be talking about famous rock stars, famous people, famous cases, famous conspiracy theories.
Today is not a part of that series, unfortunately. We're going to go back to our spooky roots.
Yes.
So, like Karina said, the past few episodes have been true crime related. So today I decided to dive into a bit of the spooky side. Also, it rained today here where I live, and I started feeling those fall vibes, those spooky vibes, those Halloween vibes. So I decided to.
Bro, you put your pinky in the air. You're like, what is this? Do I feel fall coming in?
I smell. Is that fall I taste in the air? Yes.
Is this spooky season that I'm feeling right now?
Motherfucking spooky season. It's where we thrive or whatever. Anyway, so I decided to go the spooky route, and I wanted to go into like a folklore from a different part of the world. I decided to go with a folklore from Germany, which, by the way, I want to visit Germany so bad. This is one of my like goals, to go to Europe and go to Germany. But anyways, that's off topic. So today we're going to be talking about the Alp. And I think that's how you pronounce it. Sorry, guys, I do not speak German. Alp, that's a German word for elf, but they aren't really like elves, but they kind of are, but they kind of aren't. They're more like demons. So we're going to go the demonic route today. And they are often compared to vampires, but they have some similarities to an incubus. And if you guys don't know what an incubus is, that's basically a sex demon that like preys on women while they're sleeping. So it is believed that the folklore of the Alp originates from the mountains of Germany and Austria. It is believed that the characteristic of the Alp is inspired by the dwarf king Albert from the Teutonic German epic poem. Okay, I'm gonna butcher this and I'm so sorry. Nibelungenlied. Sorry, guys. In the Teutonic myth, there were elf-like beings who lived in the mountains, and they were super friendly, nice, and awesome. But eventually, they turned mean, evil, and demonic. So this is where it is believed that the idea of the elf came from this poem. And basically, this is the last part of it, where they're evil and demonic. And in most cases, elf are considered to be demons, but in some cases, and different people describe them as spirits or ghosts of recently deceased people, sometimes even like family members. Usually they're described as demons. So now that we know a little bit about the history of the elves, let's talk more about the characteristics and what they look like. So far, Karina, have you heard of the elves?
No, I have not actually. It's the first time that I'm hearing or learning about it.
I kind of stumbled across it because I wanted to do something different.
And yes, spooky. But teach me, Professor Cornejo.
All righty. So, Dr. Irma Cornejo.
Yeah, bitch. Okay, you went up.
Yeah, I got my PhD at another spooky podcast university.
I love that shit, bitch. Currently, I dropped out because it was a little too hard or whatever.
But you're back in it and you're going to get your degree.
Yes, thank you. Bad bitches don't give up ever.
But anyways, elf are typically considered to be shapeshifters, so they can be pretty much anything that they want. They can appear as a white butterfly, a dog, a cat, snake, pig, any. They are also known for being able to fly and to ride horses. The one thing that an elf always has a little hat, and it's always wearing its little hat. This ain't no average Joe hat though. It is a hat that holds all of their magical powers, and that's why they always wear the hat. It gives them the power to shapeshift, to cause mischief, to scare people, and it gives them the ability to be invisible. Honestly, when I was doing the research, I just imagined the hat to look like the sorting hat in Harry Potter. I don't know if you guys have seen that, but that's how I imagined the hat to look like. I don't know if that's true, but that's just where my mind went to. But their cute little hat is called a tarnkappie, which basically translates to a camouflage cap or a cap of concealment. So it isn't really like the sorting hat in Harry Potter. Instead, it is more like the cloak of invisibility in Harry Potter. They are always wearing their little hat, like I said, because they need it. So if you ever see like a snake with a little hat, then it might be an elf. And I would say run away, run far away from the snake with the hat, even though it might look cute, run away. And don't go to sleep, because that's when the elf comes and attacks you. Due to the power of this hat, the elf never wants to be caught with no hat. So if they lose their hat, they basically lose all their power. So the last thing that they want to do is lose their hat. But in the case that they do, they'll give you a huge reward to get it back safely. Because at the end of the day, without their hat, they're nothing. They don't have the powers that they need to cause mischief. Another major characteristic of the elf is that they have an evil eye. This evil eye makes the elf mischievous. It makes them act bad it makes them want to cause harm and cause illness and misfortune. So if you stare into the evil eye, it'll cause you illness and misfortune. So the last thing that you want to do is look at them in the evil eye. If someone removes or damages the elf's evil eye, they suddenly lose their evil and mischievous intentions. Now that we know how they look like, they have a little hat, they can be shapeshifters, they have an evil eye. Now we're going to talk about how they attack people. And like the incubus, they attack their victims at night when they are sleeping. It causes a similar sensation to sleep paralysis, which, if you guys have not heard our dreams episode, I believe that's where we talk about sleep paralysis. We do have an episode on that.
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. I think that's like episode 15 or 16.
Yeah, something like that. It's one of our newer ones. And like I talked about my sleep paralysis experiences. I think Karina did too. So definitely go listen. So when you get attacked by these scary creatures, you will begin to feel a lot of pressure on your chest. And this is called an elfdurk, which translates to elf pressure. So basically the elf will sit on your chest and you're going to wake up because you have so much pressure on your chest. This sudden pressure, like I said, you're going to wake up and you're going to realize that you can't move, that you're stuck there. And it's because the elf is sitting on you, holding you down. Then you'll start to have these super fucked up, scary ass nightmares, because another power that the elf does and the way that they control their victim and torture their victim is by basically manipulating their dreams into nightmares and controlling what they start to dream. And this is called the elftrum or an elf dream. Unlike the incubus, the sexual attacks by elves are rare. It's honestly not really talked about. It wasn't really talked about in the medieval books or anything. Usually it's just the elf attacking people at night. So one of the strange things that I was reading while I was reading about the elf, well, I thought it was kind of strange, like the sleep paralysis. Okay, I understand that. Like that's a sleep demon. I get it. But something that I read that was kind of strange was that they really like the taste of breast milk. And usually,
bitch, what?
Yeah, I know, that's what I said. So usually, usually elf are referred to as men. sometimes there are women elp or women demons or whatever, but they're usually men. And they like to prey on women. Like, those are their typical victims, kind of like an incubus, which is like a male demon that attacks women. And I think that's why they like have that similarity. But the elk do like the taste of breast milk, so they'll attack women for their breast milk.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I've never heard a demon do that, but I guess.
You know what? Honestly, talking about like breast milk, I heard that a lot of moms like lo guardan, they save it for like beauty purposes, like skincare purposes, I'm sorry, whatever. They use it like facials or like jabones or when their babies have like eczema or whatever, they use it as a cure or whatever for that.
Honestly,
it has a lot of beneficial properties to it.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Like, breast milk is a great thing. Like, it's very nutritious. It has a lot of benefits. It helps the immune system, like of the baby and stuff. It's really good. So I guess I understand why they like the breast milk. Because they like breast milk, they also attack animals like cows and stuff for their breast milk as well. They're also very mischievous, so I guess that's why they're also compared to an elf or considered an elf too, kind of like a duende. Some of the examples of their mischievous behavior includes going outside, like riding the horses and basically making them so tired that they die of exhaustion. And they do this to other animals. Like I said, the cows, they like to attack them for their breast milk. They like to sour your milk, so they make your milk taste nasty. They like putting dirty diapers on babies. And I was reading that people who believe in this folklore and stuff, one thing that they do when they have a newborn is they'll make the sign of the cross before changing the kid's diaper to prevent the elf from attacking the baby. Another thing that elves like to do is they like to tangle hair and produce elf knots. So they'll just tangle your hair. They'll tangle the tail of horses. They'll like rip off horses' tails. They're just evil, honestly. They're mean. It's spooky. They're scary. I don't like the idea of like someone attacking you when you're sleeping, because I feel like they're attacking you when you're vulnerable.
Bro, I'm gonna see one eye open, bro. Bit.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry, Karina. I know how to prevent you from getting attacked by an elf.
How?
Girl, you know I got you. There's some ways of preventing it, and there's also some ways of getting rid of them. So the best way to prevent an elfdurk, aka an elf attack, is to either put a broomstick under your pillow, hang an iron horseshoe on your bedpost, place your shoes against your bed facing the door, or sleeping with the mirror on your chest, and a steel cross always works too. Because at the end of the day, they're demons and they probably don't like anything that's like considered holy or anything that's like religious. So you can use those methods to stop them from attacking you. This is one of the methods to getting rid of an elf. So let's say you're sleeping and you feel the pressure on your chest and you've woken up and you realize that there's an elf on you. One way that you can get rid of them is to address the elf directly and ask him to come back in the morning to bring you something or to have some coffee. And you know, girl, I got my Nespresso machine ready for that shit. I'll be making him some fucking iced white mochas if he wants. Or some ice caramel macchiato. Like, I got my shit ready.
Ish, I don't drink coffee, girl.
You better get some coffee to prevent those elves.
And drink tea, bro. You think that'll be good enough to protect me from the fucking elves?
They want coffee.
No.
I think tea is fine. You just gotta offer them something. So if you offer them something, and you tell them, hey, like, come back in the morning and I'll give you some coffee. So then all of a sudden the elf will dash away and it will return in the morning. It will either return as its true form, which is the elf, or it'll return as a man, with the unibrow who has come to get his gifts. So you're either going to get one or the other. And when he comes in the morning, you can plead to him to leave the victim alone. But he's going to beg and he's going to try to get you to let him stay. But you got to like push him away. And he might leave. But just know that if he leaves, that doesn't mean that he'll leave forever. He might come back a couple years later. And if he comes back, he's going to be a lot more mean. It's kind of like a demon. Like you're not really getting rid of them, you know?
Got it.
But another way of getting rid of an elf is to plug all the holes in your house. This includes, and most importantly, the keyholes. You know how where you put your key, there's a hole there. You have to plug those up because that's how the elves get in, by a hole in your house. But if they're already in your house and they're attacking you while you're sleeping, you shouldn't plug the holes in your house or the keyholes in your house, because that's going to trap them inside the house. Because the only reason is because they have to leave from the place that they came in. So if they came in through the keyhole from your front door, they have to leave from that exact keyhole.
That is so fucking hard, bro, to do.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying, dude. You don't want to trap them in your house either, or else they're going to keep fucking with you, you know?
Yeah, I feel you.
Mm-hmm. So another way is if you leave the lights on while you sleep, that'll keep the elves away. Because they usually only attack at night when it's dark, when you're vulnerable, like we were saying. Mm-hmm. When they catch you slipping or whatever. The fourth and final way is to have a sentry. I think that is a German soldier. So you want to have a soldier. You could hire them and they basically keep watch. And their whole job is to keep watch and ward off the elf. And the only people that can ward off an elf are the people who aren't under the influence of the elf. So the victim can't do it because they're being tortured by the elf. But if, like, let's say I'm being attacked, Karina could ward it off because she has no influence of the elf. Like, the elf is not telling her, like, oh, please let me stay, I'm good, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they can't really be killed because they're demons or they're spirits, you know, they're supernatural entities. They can't really be killed, but they can be weakened. And the way to weaken them is kind of interesting as well. I want to hear what Karina thinks when I tell her. They are weakened when you shove a lemon in their mouth.
Oh, this is getting so weird. I'm not expecting any of this.
Yeah. I don't know why that weakens them. Maybe it's too sour for them. I don't know.
Or like maybe because they're like babies, right?
Oh yeah. Or like they like milk and maybe it's like completely different. I don't know.
That is so interesting, bro. Well, yeah. Now we know, like if we were getting fucking attacked by an elf, you just shove it like a fucking lemon in our mouth.
Yeah.
Guys, make sure you guys have just lemons lying around your house or whatever the fuck.
If you catch them sleeping in the day too. Because they sleep in the day and they attack at night. They do all their mischiefs at night. So if you catch them in the day, you catch them sleeping or slipping, then you can also weaken them. Because, again, they're wearing their little hat and they should be invisible. So if you catch them, it's a sign of weakness. Or maybe yeah, they lost true. Their hat. They lost their powers. Yeah, guys, that's basically the folklore of the German elf. So be careful out there. It's scary out there with the elves running around at night, turning up, causing mischief with the duendes. Like, be careful out there and have your lemons ready.
Oh, for sure. I have my lemons everywhere where I am now.
I thought these are kind of scary. Like, I don't know. Something about sleep paralysis and something about a demon causing it just scares me, dude.
I feel like, honestly, dude, elves are... Do you consider all elves bad spirits?
I don't know. I don't think so. Because I think this one's more like a demon than an elf. But like a duende, like, I don't think that they're that bad. I think they just cause mischief. Like
duendes are like, they come for your necks, bro. Like, duendes are gonna fucking get you to kill you.
Really? Oh, damn. Maybe they are that bad.
That's like that. And like maybe elves are seen a little bit more like helpful. That's I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, but these are not helpful. These cause sleep paralysis. So yeah, I thought it was very interesting, and I definitely want to talk about more about like different folklores from around the world. So if you guys have any suggestions, please feel free to send
I do find it very interesting. I like how whenever we go into this folklore of stories, we often end up talking about how they all kind of have the same backgrounds of either they try to help people, they try to like destroy your life, but there's always a kind of like a lone type of thing that goes on with these magical creatures or whatever. Kind of like you have to be on good terms with them for them to do things for you.
Yeah, like you don't want to fuck with them, you know.
Yeah, but I don't know, it's crazy. I do want to talk about fairies because I feel like fairies kind of fall under this category. Yeah. My found is from Oaxaca, and I've gone pretty often to go visit. Actually, this past trip that I went this summer, I went to Otónica, which is like Los Callejones. If you guys are familiar with LA, you guys know like Los Callejones, they have those kind of like a, not like a crystal shop, but
yeah,
not like a brujeria store, but okay, but whatever you guys want to,
like a curandera store, or yeah, like a, not a curandera, like they call it holistic, like yeah, a holistic store.
Exactly. So I went, and there's like a lot, they had like a lot of duendes there, like elves, like the statues of elves. And then I asked Alia, like, I was like, oh, ¿para qué son estos? And she was like, son como duendes, lo curan y pones tú lo que deseas y te van a ayudar. They vienen aquí a ayudar, like you put it in your house or whatever, your backyard, y te cuidan. And I was like, that's exactly what we're fucking talking about. Like those, those duendes or whatever the fuck. And they actually, dude, I was literally going to buy one, but I was like, no, I don't want to fuck with that, you know? But
yeah,
it's just, I just thought they literally look like elves, like what you actually like imagine elves like. That's how they look like.
Yeah, I think I've heard of those, or I think I've seen those. I think I know exactly what you're talking about. You just sparked a memory in my head.
I don't know. I'll look for those pictures, bro. But there were they was really interesting. I was gonna send you a picture, but I didn't want to take pictures of it because I'm scared as fuck.
Yeah,
you know, like what if they don't like me taking pictures of their fucking elves and shit?
Yeah, no, just like send me like the name and I'll look it up.
But yeah, I think those are those. No,
I think these though. You don't invite them. I think these, they just come and attack you like any demon. Sometimes they're invited by accident, you know, but like usually they just come and just do bad things. Like they don't really have any other purpose. And I think this is what the elf is.
I got you.
They're not really like, they don't want to help you in any way. They want to hurt you. They want to cause mischief. They can cause illness. They can cause fear. They attack your dreams to make them nightmares. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to our new episode. Thank you, Irma, for doing the research. This was an awesome ass story. Hopefully you guys are able to keep up with us for the next episode. We're not really sure what we're going to put out, but we're going to come out with a new episode every Monday night. So keep an eye out for that. Also, if you guys are not following us on Instagram, go follow us. We are on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. And you can find our platforms, the link tree on Instagram, and send us an email if you guys want to reach out to us about any type of business or just questions, or just if you guys want to reach out, you guys are free to do that. Also, any other news that we have, Irma?
No, not that I know.
Yes, my friends. So thank you for listening, guys, and we'll catch you for the next one. Stay spooky. Bye.